Next today, there's a new project underway, an undersea cable system that'll connect South Africa with Southern Asia, the Middle East, and ultimately the rest of the world. Though it'll stretch for thousands of miles, it'll account for just a tiny part of a vast, intricate network of underwater fiber cables that ships have been laying since the 1800s.
Where are you watching this video? The United States, Europe, Asia? It's a cliche to say we live in an interconnected world, but duh, we do. And the global circulatory system that delivers 99% of international data from point A to points B through Z and back again is made of fiber optic cable. Unlike copper cables, which transmit electrical energy, fiber optic cables transmit light. That makes them significantly faster and less susceptible to interference. Fiber optics trump satellites too. They're cheaper, they're faster, and you don't get those delays. Fiber optic cables are buried deep underwater. Over 300 of them connect every continent not named Antarctica. And laid end to end, the 550,000 miles of cable would circle the Earth 22 times. And boy, is that good for business. E-commerce isn't bound by borders. An international stock trade can be executed in a flash. You can video conference with colleagues in Florida or France or Fiji. Not a problem. Take a ride on the global fiber optic network. And offices wired with a fiber optic network allow for speedy data sharing. So we here at CNN can send our videos from one edit suite to another really fast. And consider this. Thanks to fiber optic cables, innovations aren't bound by bandwidth. Remember trying to stream a video in the old days? Brutal. Do you think Netflix would have even come to be with that kind of infrastructure? I mean, would you even be watching this video?